Do you feel like you're constantly in reaction mode? Notifications on your phone are coming in nonstop between the Target ads and the kids' baseball team and all of the different responsibilities from work pinging you nonstop. It can seem as though everybody wants a piece of you. And that's probably true. I guess it's a nice thing to be wanted. But at the same time, our phone and the notifications and the incessant pinging and dinging of the phone and the reminders and the notifications can get out of hand and cause more stress, contribute to more anxiety in our lives than we even realize. So today's episode, we are talking about all things phone and how you can become a more present mom by simply doing these three minor things with your phone. I can't wait to dive on in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. If you're anything like me, your phone goes off constantly with notifications and texts and emails and phone calls, although less phone calls today than ever before, right? We're mostly a lifestyle of texting back and forth. I don't get as many phone calls unless it's work-related, but nonetheless, I have so many people and things calling and asking for my attention or my input, and I appreciate and respect and love that I'm needed in those capacities, but sometimes the notifications that constantly come in can lead to this overwhelming feeling of never being able to stay on top of things. Perfect example, right? With the four boys that we have, each of them have their own teachers. Each of them have their own sports programs with their own coaches. And throughout all of the different activities and schooling events that they're a part of, each of them have their own separate apps. And with apps come the opportunity for instant engagement, right? So there's chats that are happening through the apps that talk about what time practices are and we should do this for the coaches and how do we get the kids together for a follow-up pizza party. All very important things, but the chats are happening constantly. I looked at my phone. One day I'd shut notifications off and I looked at my phone and turned those notifications on and suddenly found over 100 notifications between the different kids' apps and their different sports teams. It was a lot and overwhelming. And since then, I've had to figure out a way to really involve and encourage my husband to be involved in some of these different sports apps and keep up on the communication of different teams so that I can monitor a couple, he can monitor a couple, and we can collaborate together because it just became too much for one person. That said, we do get a lot thrown at us. And I think about those notifications that come in on our phone just to alert us of either a sale that's happening on the Target app, or maybe it's, hey, a reminder that your kid has this sports activity tonight, or maybe it's work that is dinging you through text or through email. And all of that becomes overwhelming when we're already stressed as working moms and we're juggling career and we're juggling motherhood and trying to do our darn best between the two of them. We often feel like we can't keep up. And those notifications certainly don't help. So over the years, I've had to really master and figure out a plan to control the controllables. There's a lot of stuff that flies at us that maybe we can't control. But over time, I've learned that actually there are more controllables than I realized. And I want to share three of those with you today because they were really helpful for me and I hope that they might be helpful for you. And all three of them, ironically, or maybe not so surprisingly, revolve around our cell phones. Our cell phones are attached to us constantly, especially if you're in a job where you cannot get away. Maybe you're either on call or maybe you work for an industry that never shuts down, right? Think hospitality, think healthcare. There's a variety of different industries that just simply don't shut off at 5. So you might need to be reached during off hours or non-traditional hours. And outside of that, you have kids who might have their own phones who are trying to reach you and all of the other family members, friends, and pulls of regular daily life that are trying to connect with you as well. It becomes a lot. And that cell phone, which was intended to keep us in touch with other people and keep communication strong, can suddenly turn into something that stresses us out. We already have a lot of the mental load of motherhood. If you haven't heard me talk about this, go back to a previous episode where I discussed the mental load of motherhood and how to hopefully share that load. But essentially, that mental load is all of the invisible juggling act that has to happen as a working mom or as a mom, period, that doesn't get seen. It's the behind the scenes labor that happens. And so with all of that load, then we start getting pulled in all of these notifications and people reaching out to us and us feeling as though we have to be accessible to everyone at every time. And so I want to share three different approaches for you that worked in my life when it came to setting boundaries, really, with my phone, with my notifications, and what I chose to control and respond to. And the first is to designate phone-free hours when you're at home. For me, coming home 5:30 or 6 o'clock, right, that 6 to 8 window is really our time with the family. I don't always do it perfectly and I don't always do it right, especially if we're just kind of relaxing and there's not much happening inside the house. Sometimes I check it more often than I want to. I want to be better about that here in 2024. But it is an opportunity to say, this is a boundary for my family, for me to unplug, to unhinge, and to really just be present. We struggle a lot as working moms. I've done the research. I've talked to many, many working moms, hundreds of working moms, who tell me that they struggle to be present either at work or at home. And sometimes that phone can be the reason why we are not fully present. And so when you put it away, maybe it's a separate compartment. I've heard of families buying a chest, like from Hobby Lobby, a wooden chest where they maybe paint it or decorate it as a family. And that becomes the phone storage center or hub for everybody's phone or electronic inside of the house. And everybody knows that between the hours, let's say hypothetically 6 to 8, it is a phone-free zone inside of the house for more engagement, to be more present, to be more mindful, and to create that connection with family outside of technology. And so it's a great thought. It's a great effort. I have a wooden box that we're going to implement here in this new year as well. And so I'll keep you posted on what that looks like for our family. But I do like, even if you don't have a separate box or a storage central hub for your electronics, I like the concept of shutting down and unplugging during certain hours. If you are in an industry where you cannot shut down during certain hours because you are 24/7, then at least letting your team know to only text you or call during emergencies, right? Letting them know. I think the communication aspect of that is so critically important. The more we communicate, the better we can align our expectations and people aren't knee-jerk reacting because, well, Lacey normally answers and she never answers now. If you're setting a boundary, you have to be able to communicate that to all involved. So not only your family, but your team members as well. And so making sure that you designate those phone-free hours and letting people know when you can respond or how to reach you in the event of an emergency be extremely important. I recently talked to a working mom. She and I worked together for years. And I said, you know, how's your work-life balance or blend, as you've heard me say? And she says, you know, it was not good up until about a year ago. And she said, it's so much better now. I asked her what changed. And she told me that this is what she implemented. She told her team, I will be unavailable between the hours of, let's say, 5:30 and 7:30. And she said, if they needed to reach me, they had to text me or call me. My phone would still be on, but I told them I would not respond unless it was an absolute emergency until after the kids went to bed at 8 o'clock at night, her kids being younger. And she said that made all the difference in the world. Communicating the expectation to the team members, letting them know, explaining what does an emergency situation look like. And then her family at home was holding her accountable to shut the phone off or to not be right by its side. And she said that made such a difference in her life. And I have to agree, that definitely makes a difference for me as well. Now, when you get back to your phone, there may be a couple messages that you have to respond to. But I will tell you, this also empowers your team members, your associates, to step up and own some of their responsibility in whatever situation they may have previously called you. Oftentimes, they can figure out the situation or the solution if they are forced to do so on their own. Hopefully, it is the right one. But regardless, you can still be available and accessible during phone-free hours if you set some boundaries and parameters. So that would be my number one tip, especially when it comes to the phone. The number two tip would be to adjust notifications. Two items here. I am a huge, huge fan, first and foremost, of do not disturb. I set my phone on do not disturb a lot. This is an easy way for me to be extremely focused on the task at hand, whether that task is at work, whether I'm writing my book on the side in my personal time, or I'm in front of my children. I use that do not disturb a lot. Essentially, what happens is somebody might text me or call me, and unless they push it through, so meaning they call twice in a row or they text me and push through, request to push through the silent mode, I do not see those things until I swipe up and remove my do not disturb, at which point then I can see anything that came in. This helps me to be present when I struggle to do that. I probably have a little bit of a distraction in me. I'm easily distractible. And so when I shut my phone and turn it into do not disturb mode, that helps me to focus immensely and knock things off of my list. Or just simply to be present and enjoy the time I have with my kids. So I would say notifications, that's like notification A. And then notification B is actually going into your settings and designating which apps or which measurables inside of your phone you want to hear from notifications. Do you need to see every news release that pops up? I remember during COVID, when I worked in healthcare, I wanted every news release that came up regarding COVID because we had to set protocols and parameters to keep our residents safe. So I wanted to know everything that was happening in the news in Arizona and in Iowa and Nebraska, right? Because I wanted to stay up on the latest releases. And since then, I was able to turn those off. But for years after COVID had initially hit, I had those notifications coming on my phone. And it wasn't anything that I really needed to know. It was a distraction for me. And so I had to figure out, oh gosh, I don't need those notifications anymore. What notifications are you receiving that you absolutely do not need to have if you sat and thought about it? Perhaps the Target ad that pops up, the Target notification, the Walmart notification. Maybe it's your Marriott Bonvoy. That's another app that pops up, right? And that gives me notifications. I travel quite a bit. And so it'll pop up with little distractions for me. And then perhaps those of you who have social media might also get Instagram notifications or Facebook, right? And so before we know it, before we even focus on our tasks and priorities at work and home, we have all of this noise from all of these apps that are sending us notifications constantly. And so I would really encourage you to go through your notifications and say, which ones do I really need to have instant notifications on? Or which ones can I maybe get a summary of or look at when I choose to, rather than being distracted and pulled in a variety of different areas? And for me too, I will say I actually pull my notifications off for email. I know for some, they want to have instant access and see those emails as they come in through a pop-up and a notification. For me, that stressed me out. I wanted to be able to check my emails when it made sense for me and not have my emails control me. And I struggled with that a lot early on in my career, up until a few years ago, actually. I would keep my notifications on for email push-throughs, right? So every email that came through, I was checking my phone. And what that did was, again, leave me not in a mode to be present, and it also controlled my life and my time. I was responsive to everything rather than being proactive and being the one to choose when I check my email. Now, I may check my email very frequently, but it is on my choice and not a distraction. I'm more intentional and more present when I check those emails rather than getting pulled from whatever I'm doing at the moment because something came through in a notification. So I would encourage you to consider when you can toggle on and off your notifications, especially for email. That bubble, that red bubble that tells you you have one missed notification, two missed notifications, I turn those off as well, especially in the evening hours because I know that I am highly distractible and I will get pulled into what that red bubble is. What did I miss? I have fear of missing out here. So I don't want to miss something. When I see that red bubble, it distracts me and it takes me away from what is most precious and important to me at the time. So I encourage you to one, look at do not disturb options when you can toggle that on and off. And then two, which notifications do you really need to have? And when can you turn some of them off so you can be more present? Even if it's just for 2 hours in the evening, you turn those notifications off and then you quickly turn them back on after the kids go to bed if you need to be accessible as well. Now, the third step is probably my most favorite one, but it is also a hard one to overcome. When you check your emails before you get out of bed or as you're getting out of bed or one of the very first things in the morning, I don't know about you, but for me, it sent an intense wave of stress. So I would be stressed before I even got out of bed in the morning because I'm checking my work emails and I see all of these deadlines or responsibilities or things that I might have missed overnight. And now I have a laundry list of things to do or to think through or how I'm going to respond to these emails because perhaps they were a little bit snarky or they were stressful when they were coming in and I could feel some of that stress as I'm reading it in bed. And it set the tone for my entire morning and how I interacted with my kids. And so my suggestion to you in this third step would be to not check your email, specifically your work email, before you get the kids out the door. And the reason for this, again, is because it really can be the damper for you or the difference for you on how you interact with your kids and how you set up your morning and your day for everybody inside of your family. I have truly had to take a pause from that. I know that I probably have emails that came in when I went to bed or overnight, and I know that I will get to those as soon as possible, but my first priority in the morning is making sure, A, everybody gets out and where they need to be in the morning, but two, that we do it on the best foot possible, right? There's already enough stress happening in the morning between getting kids dressed, getting them breakfast and making sure they have their homework in time and getting them their band instrument and getting them out the door, shuffling them to daycare, shuffling them to school. And that is precious time that we have with our kids because we don't have a lot in the morning before we all head off to our separate places. And so making the most of it is really important to me. But when I checked my emails for work, I found myself a ball of stress because I'm thinking about all the things I have to do for work instead of being present in the morning. All that stuff is gonna wait for you. It will wait for you to check it when it becomes 7:30 and you start dropping everybody off for school or when you get into the office. I usually check it right after I drop people off so I know what I'm getting into when I head into work in the morning. But this tip is probably the most sacred to me and also the hardest because I also don't want to miss out on anything, the fear of missing out. At the same time, my biggest priority is raising these children and making sure that they have the attention that they need and that I am setting up the day for success and the best way possible. This tip truly does help me to become more present and capable of doing that. So if you're driving around or you're multitasking like I am, I would tell you again, these are the three tips that have helped me tremendously when it comes to controlling my own relationship with my phone and expectations of others. Again, one, phone-free hours, set those, communicate those, set your boundaries and stick to them. Two, adjust your notifications, whether that is do not disturb or it is truly turning off notifications during certain times so you're not distracted. And three, avoid checking your work email before getting everybody out the door if possible. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.